time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With fall coming on, it's time to kind of shift the way we take care of our, you know, outdoor friends like birds and those kinds of things. So we've got Debbie Pappas in here with Second Chance Wildlife Rehabilitation, and we're going to talk all about what you need to do now that fall has come as far as taking care of the birds and the birds that are going to stick around, the birds that are going to go away. We'll talk about that. And then also, if you would like to volunteer your time, we're going to talk about that for a moment and how you can get a hold of her to go and do that. Debbie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, as I said, fall is here and we're heading into the winter months. So many people, you say, leave them up, but it's okay now to take down those hummingbird feeders, right?
It is now. I don't see any hummingbirds now, so I think they've finally left. But mine is still up, I'll be honest. It's there. So.
And as you said, you're saying that some people feel that if they leave their hummingbird feeder out, the hummingbirds will stick around. That's not going to happen, is
it? Oh, gosh, no. No, they're not going to go, oh, look, a hummingbird feeder. Let's not migrate. That's not true.
They'll be, if they're not already, they will be gone. They aren't going to be around. So it's okay if you want to take your hummingbird feeders down. But then for the other birds that are going to stick around, because there are quite a few birds that stay in the area, there are some things that you need to take care of. And then there are some different kinds of foods as well that you can put out for them. So let's talk about that. The one thing you really wanted to hit home on your bird feeders is making sure that they are clean. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, so I like the open feeders that are off the ground but flat and open. I really like those. I have a different kinds all around my yard. They attract different types of birds. And I also, you know, during the winter and fall, I really like the suet feeders. The birds that come down from the mountains this time of year and throughout the winter, they really like those, the chickadees particularly, and the chickadees will be here for the winter time. So the black-capped chickadees, they like coming down. And most people know what a chickadee is. They're beautiful. They're black and white. And they make that call that is so familiar. They chickadee-dee-dee, they say their name. And they love the suet. And so make sure you have the suet feeders up for them, and they'll actually cling to those suet feeders. So if you put those up, and then also the Niger feeders, like the sock feeders, the little finches, they like clinging to those as well. So our little house finches, they don't migrate. They will stay around. The sparrows, they tend to stay around as well. And the juncos. The juncos are ground feeders, but they will also go to those flat feeders if you have them off the ground. They like those as well. They tend to eat the small black oiled sunflower seeds, so that way you won't have a lot of waste. The doves stay around as well, and they like the things that have like the small black oiled sunflowers as well, and some of the smaller type of seed. But they'll kick things to the ground as well. A lot of people don't like that, but come on, that's nature, and things go to the ground and pick that up as well. So just a variety of foods. The lower inexpensive foods will get kicked to the ground more often. I call it the garbage foods. The higher end foods won't get kicked to the ground as often. So, you know, garbage in, garbage out. You got to look at it that way. And there's some seed brands that I really, really like a lot and I use a lot. And I'm not trying to, I don't want to plug certain places where their food, but there is one place in particular that I like to buy my food, and they have lower end and higher end. And of course I like the higher end because I don't I want to draw in a huge variety of birds, and so I get a huge variety of birds buying the higher end where I buy my food locally here. I love bringing in the chickadees, so don't forget the suet. You need to buy suet cages and put them where they can be seen, and then, you know, take them out from that plastic holder and then put them in the cage. And just give it some time to be discovered. Don't be one of those people that's like, oh my God, I put it up there and it's a half an hour and nobody's eating. Give it some time, be realistic, and don't stand 5 feet away and wondering why they're not coming. You know, you're there, you're scaring them. Stand back away and, you know, observe them from a window somewhere. But suet is a great, great thing. They love it. It's high energy, and the birds that eat that, they need that high energy. So, yeah, just, and, oh, have a water source. And make sure you keep that water source clean. You know, you don't want to be a part of the problem and have dirty water out there.
And the other thing, as you were saying, so they're, the things I'm taking away from this is there are birds out there that are just like people that prefer higher end things.
Yeah.
And that's what they like.
Yeah.
Make sure you do that. Make sure you keep your water feeders and your waterers and your feeders clean, and you'll have plenty of birds going all the way through the winter.
Absolutely.
See how simple that is?
Yeah, yeah. And make sure that you don't have any of these in areas where there's a lot of cats, because then cats will go, hey, Dave, you know, did you know that there's a place over there where there's a buffet of birds? Let's, you know, and if there's a place for cats to hide that they can bounce out and grab those birds, then there's a problem.
Even more so.
Yep.
So let's talk for a moment about Second Chance Wildlife Rehabilitation. And, you know, we talk all the time that you are a 501(c). People can, you know, make donations to you and all those other things. But the other thing that you need is you need volunteers.
Terribly so. Terribly.
And you said, you know, people may get kind of scared away, because when you come to volunteer, you're not looking for like an 8 hour a day commitment.
Oh, gosh, no. So what's really nice is you can say, hey, I would love to help. 2 days a week, I can help you in the mornings. Somebody says, I can't help in the mornings, but I can help you in the afternoons. Great. Usually we have three shifts available. Mornings is always the busiest, because in the morning, usually everybody needs something. And what that usually means is an hour and a half, sometimes not even an hour and a half. It depends on our patient load, and that changes every day. I don't know what it's going to be like every morning, you know, especially if I'm being slammed with phone calls. I may have people showing up, you know, in the morning, and I'm like, okay, I wasn't expecting these five people to show up, but here they are. But and then afternoons, we may have a couple of things where I need a second pair of hands. And then evenings, you know, that's our work with the owls. We work in the evenings and other things. So I usually need help in the evening. So it just depends. And this is the kind of work I don't want to waste my time with people training them. I'm not going to have them there, like if they want to work every Saturday, say, for instance, in the evening. If you're not going to be there every Saturday or every other Saturday, whatever commitment you give me, I don't want to waste my time training you, because you've just wasted my time that I could have trained somebody else.
And so if anybody is out there and interested in thinking that this could be something that they would like to do, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So my cell phone number, I keep my cell phone with me all the time, is 435-650-3441. And if you can't write that down, you forget it or something, just go to the DWR office or call them. They're there on Carbonville Road, and they can tell you how to get a hold of me.
Right.
I don't work for them, but they know how to get a hold of me.
They know how to get a hold of you.
Yeah.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Debbie Pappas from Second Chance Wildlife and Rehabilitation, all about what to do for your fall and winter birds. And if you're interested in volunteering and helping her out, you can always give her a call. Debbie, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the time.
Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.